a series about music in Vermont and beyond.
Hey, it's Connor Duquette again with Red Television. I hope you checked out our first video and the podcast that came out about a week ago. This is our second day. We're going to be making another episode for you again. Going to be available on podcasts and Facebook as well. Our two guests today, we have Eric George out of Burlington, Vermont. We also have Eli Martel Crawford to play you some tunes. So stick around and enjoy the episode.
All right, this is Eli and you're tuned into Red Television.
Lord, I just can't go out the door. Hey, but one way high, baby. Lord, I just can't go out the door. Cause the man down there might be old man, I don't know. Lord, you got me trapped, a woman on the second floor. Faggot by this time, I won't be trapped no more. So raise your window, baby, knocking these out soft and slow. And your neighbors know they won't be talking that shit that they don't know. Take away, Eli.
Thank you. I'm Eric George, and you're watching Red Television. Here are two of my songs. This first one's brand new. It's called 3 Days of Rain. Like the face of the clown, with his paint running down from 3 days of rain. The path paved in the grove, the signs say this way to ramble and rove, but you can still buy dry clothes if there's 3 days of rain. Because 3 days of rain will bathe some wild miles down the road. The poor side of town will drown. The pace of the change, the pipeline late in a day, displaced embrace of any real kind of change. And all the while, the falling rain is seen as something that'll go out of style, with a smile to explain. And will you admit what you owe? But that was all so long ago. Because 3 days of rain will bathe some wild miles down the road. The poor side of town will drown. And this one's called A Cure for His Soul. It goes like this. Oh, Bill Jones gonna lose his mind, lose his mind, lose his mind. Oh, Bill Jones gonna lose his mind, carries on his way. He sat down on a bumblebee, a bumblebee, a bumblebee. He sat down on a bumblebee too high. Make no mistake, when you take your bow and fall, don't stall after all. Time won't wait for you and me. Things ain't what they seem to be. He will sleep in the deep, don't weep. He'll be back again, don't know when in the end. He'll find a cure for his soul that don't take its toll. Oh, Bill Jones got a losing hand, a losing hand, a losing hand. Oh, Bill Jones got a losing hand, but he'll play anyway. He found himself a pretty little gal, a pretty little gal, a pretty little gal. Found himself a pretty little gal, but she had to go away. But in time he'll find the heart is kind, and the ties that bind will soon unwind, and he'll be free to love again. Drink from the well while you can, and he might wait, hesitate too late. The sun has set with regret, I'll bet he'll find a cure for his take its toll. Old Bill Jones gonna lose his life, lose his life, lose his life. Old Bill Jones gonna lose his life if he keeps giving it away. But the day will come for him to fly, him to fly, someday he'll fly. The day will come for him to fly across that ocean blue. Till then he might lose sight of what's right and the price he'll pay and pay every day as the blue fall down like rain, and it will drive the man insane. When he tries, his eyes do cry, and the tears bring fear. It might take years to find the cure for his soul that don't take its toll. To find the cure for his soul that won't leave him cold. To find the cure for his soul that don't take its toll.
So hey everybody, this is Connor again with Red Television. We got two more people here to play some music. Eric George and Eli Martel Crawford came by, played us some tunes, mostly original tunes and covers thrown in there that I had sitting with Eli. That was a lot of fun. So our musicians today, Eric, I know you just came out with a new album.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that all over the interwebs, which is great.
That's good.
Tell us a little bit how you went about writing it and what was your inspiration?
Sure, yeah, so the new album, the one I just released, I wrote it in 2 months or two, or almost about 3 months, and I wrote it in public, like sitting outside a tea house in Burlington and sitting outside a coffee shop and just writing it in public space. And I wrote the whole thing really fast and then recorded it onto tape at the end of the summer. And then instead of releasing, you know, my original intention was to have a band and do a whole different record.
I did read that. I was going to ask you if that was something that you were going to look forward to in the future, was having more.
It's already done.
Oh, is it?
The next one's already done, recorded,
so,
yeah.
So anyway, playing outside Dover Team.
Yeah, so I, instead of, you know, having a band to fill out the sort of, like, the space that was left from having a band, I got a friend of mine to collaborate with me, and she did a piece of art for every song on the album, and I made 300 hand-sewn books. Yeah, with all the guitar chords and lyrics, and you know, a nice image for every song.
Awesome, sweet.
Yeah,
I remember there was a quote that I wrote down here that they put in the Burlington Free Press article about you. You said it was really freeing to be able to play outside and just by yourself, and you also mentioned it was really interesting that you're playing for yourself, not so much other people, which. Kind of odd, like you're playing outside, you know, right next to Church Street, which is a really popular place in the country where people walk by, but it's pretty deep.
Yeah, it's hiding in plain
really
sight.
Nice when
yeah.
you're writing an album.
Mm-hmm.
And Eli, you've been playing with Locals and Company recently.
Yeah.
That's another band out of Vermont. Not quite sure, is it mostly Burlington, Johnson area where you guys come from?
Yeah, it's in the Johnson area. They're still playing around. I actually left the band in February.
Well, I guess they're somewhere with this new project, an old project.
I wish them well.
Yeah.
Tearing it up.
So you were with them for what?
About 2 years.
About 2 years? Yeah. And you played all over Vermont and everything?
Yeah, played Burlington, Johnson, and Jeffersonville.
There was one I remember in particular. I think it was Halloween at On Tap.
Yeah.
Right around that time, and the place was packed. I mean, I've been to On Tap a few times, and I've never seen it that packed before. You guys put on one hell of a show.
Yeah, that dude was crazy.
The whole spins on, like, you know, the mainstream songs out there, and then you bring in, like, the older tunes as well. So, like, literally everyone from ages 5 to 99, you know, like the Lego thing that 5 to 99.
Yeah.
Like, everybody can enjoy themselves at those shows,
yeah.
Which I think is really great. What are you thinking about doing in the future?
Currently, I've just been... So, when I left in February, things got a little hectic, and I sort of need to step back.
Yeah,
kind of get back to, you know, what I love about playing guitar.
Exactly.
You know, stop looking at it as a task that I needed to complete. And
mm-hmm. Back to
just,
the old Eli.
Just, yeah.
Exactly.
I've been playing my acoustic primarily.
Yeah.
And just jamming and trying to get back to where, you know, that love that I had for it. In the future, I'm hoping to, you know, keep playing with more people and get out there again and keep getting gigs awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
So much fun. Yeah.
That's like, that was the main thing. Like when I was younger, I'd just be listening to music before I go to bed. And I would literally sit in my bed, I'd listen to music, and whatever, you know, song it was, I would just picture myself on the stage playing that song. Yeah, and recently it's become Nectars, which is kind of funny. Every time I envision playing, it's always at Nectars because they have a really cool vibe. Yeah, Eric, I guess I can ask you the same question. Now that the album's out, what are you thinking about doing in the next 6 months to a year?
So in the next 6 months, I'm going to be mixing and mastering the record that I originally set out to record at the beginning of the summer. Everything's done being recorded. I'm working with Jer Coons in Burlington at the Future Fields studio, which is on Main Street. Mm-hmm. And he's super talented, and you know, we have, I think, a really similar vision for what we want things to sound like. So I'm going to be doing that in the next few months. I'm considering doing another crowdfunding thing because I want to press this thing on vinyl, because it's definitely, I think, the thing that I've worked on that I'm probably the most proud of at this point. But mostly just playing. I'm gonna practice my fiddle and try to make it sound less like a dying cat.
I saw a video playing banjo, and that's another one instrument. Like I was talking with Jesse last time, or on the first episode, was like learning how to play piano and the struggle of actually writing a song on piano as well. And it's just never been something that's easy for me. Banjo is definitely one of those as well.
Oh yeah.
I'm not even really familiar with the tuning yet, but we'll get there eventually.
Yeah, for sure.
That's great. You guys both played some excellent music. Eric with the new music, Eli with your own original stuff as well. Thank you guys both for coming by. It's been a really fun time filming the second episode of Red Television.
Thank you.
And also, we are going to be on podcasts as well, so stick around. And until next time,